At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Happy Friday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a jam-packed show for you guys. Of course, we're going to talk some Final Four. We got the women's Final Four kicking off tonight in Cleveland. We got the men's starting tomorrow in Phoenix. We'll break down all those angles of those games during the PGA Pick 5. We'll also talk some baseball. Got a full slate, bunch of good games. We'll dive into that. Casey Hudson will join me later on in the show to talk some hockey, and then we'll wrap it all up with our best bets for today. As always, any questions, comments that you guys have for us, let us know. You can leave it in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BetQL. You can also go to YouTube/Odyssey Sports. Leave some comments there. You can go to Twitter or Instagram at the BetQL app as well. Let us know what's ever on your mind on this Friday. Any bets that you have, questions, comments. And if you miss any parts of the show, you can go back, listen on the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcast. Nice, quick and easy 30 minutes breaking down everything from today's show. But let's get this thing started. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. And joining us once again, great to have him back, Henry Ettinger. You can follow him on all platforms on social media, X, TikTok, Instagram, at @Hedging_Henry. Henry, we've got a lot to get to, man. I'm excited to hear your NBA props that you have for today, your MLB. But of course, we got some big-time Final Four matchups. We got the women tonight. Want to get your thoughts on the men's games, though, tomorrow. Bama, UConn, NC State, Purdue. Anything that you like in either of those games?
Yeah, PJ, you know, I think the one bet that I am looking to make would be to back Purdue. At some point, somebody is going to hit a three against NC State in this tournament. It's got to happen. Purdue's got three guys that all shoot above 40% on a high volume. You would have to think not all three guys are going to go cold, even with, you know, the stadium backdrop and all of that. Zach Edey should be able to match up with DJ Burns and take away that massive advantage for NC State as well. So that's the one spot I'm really looking at. I'd love to go against the grain and back Bama versus UConn, but it just there's nothing about the matchup that I could find that really favors Bama in any way. Their style has not worked versus the best teams. It doesn't line up well with what's beaten UConn in those very few games that they've lost. So the only spot I'm looking at is Purdue.
I'm with you. I love Purdue minus the 9.5. And Bama, UConn, I want to back Bama with all those points, but I'm with you. Against UConn, it's pretty scary. Seems like, Henry, most people feel like it's going to be UConn and Purdue in the championship game on Monday night. What a game that would be if we do end up getting it. I've been saying all week on the show that, like, this Final Four kind of reminds me of the one back in 2021 when we got Gonzaga and Baylor. And, like, those were the two best teams. We all thought Gonzaga was the best team. We all think right now UConn's the best team. Baylor ended up winning it that year. I kind of think Purdue might win it this year. What are your thoughts on the championship game if it is Purdue and UConn?
I still like UConn. I know it's the boring answer, but I think Clegan and Edie, you know, will somewhat cancel each other out to a degree. I just think UConn's guards are more dynamic. They're not quite as good as shooters, so there is the possibility that Purdue gets hot, but I think UConn just ultimately has more answers, and frankly, I think they have the better coach by a pretty wide margin in that game as well. I think that's the one thing that with Dan Hurley, he's shown that he can make adjustments in-game at an extremely high level, and so he's got the experience as well, and that's been a big factor as you look at the performance of teams over the years in the Final Four. So I would still back them. We'll see what the number comes out if they do end up playing each other, but UConn would be my lean.
Yeah, they're minus 190 right now to win it all. I've seen some look-ahead lines at like 5.5, 6, if that is indeed the matchup that we get on Monday night. Henry, let's move over to the NBA. We got a good slate today. What are some of your favorite props for tonight's NBA slate?
Two props in particular I'm really looking at tonight. First one, De'Aaron Fox over points against the Celtics. I love taking guards that take pull-up jump shots against the Celtics. They allow them at the third highest rate in the NBA. They allow just a ton of frequency of shots from pick-and-roll ball handlers. Fox obviously runs a lot of pick-and-roll. You've got some injuries for the Celtics as well to their perimeter defense tonight. So that's a spot that I had circled coming into the day, and definitely at only 25.5 is one I'm going to play. I'd even play it at 26.5 too. The other one I'm looking at is James Harden over 17.5 points. His shot volume's been a little all over the place without Kawhi Leonard, which makes me a little nervous about this bet, but it should be a great matchup. The Jazz have really struggled against pick and roll ball handlers. They struggle in isolation defense on the perimeter as well. So Harden should have a massive advantage there tonight. He took 23 shots in the Clippers game last night when I was on this same prop. So hopefully we'll get a similar shot volume tonight, and then it should be a pretty easy over from there.
Henry, do you find this time of the year in the NBA, as we're starting to get closer and closer to the playoffs, and certain teams know they're already eliminated, certain teams like Boston know they're going to be the one seed, other teams know that they're going to be in the play-in tournament. Like, does that at all affect the handicap at this point in the NBA, or is it pretty much the same as it would be throughout most parts of the season?
It definitely affects it. I've struggled just generally to find as many spots as I have earlier in the NBA season because you've got so many teams shutting it down. You know, teams like the Raptors, who are just really putting out lineups that are not competitive on a nightly basis as they try to lose games intentionally. And then, as you said it, not always sure what kind of effort you're going to get from the top teams as well. So definitely makes it a harder, you know, task on a nightly basis when you're looking at the slate. You've got to factor in some of the injuries as well as some guys rest a little bit more unexpectedly at times. So, yeah, all factors that make this time of year, in my opinion, actually some of the most complicated betting in terms of NBA player props.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. Before I let you go, Henry, you also handicap baseball as well. You get some player props there. So about a week into the season, don't have too much data to go off of, but what are some of your favorite plays from today's MLB slate?
Exactly. We don't have a lot of data from this year, so most of the time I'm keeping it pretty light, but a couple spots I'm looking at. The first one for me is Corbin Burns under 4.5 strikeouts. Oh, excuse me, Patrick Corbin under 4.5 strikeouts because his K percentage just fell off a cliff last year. And so I'm still using most of last year's data when I'm looking at the numbers. He only had 2 strikeouts in his first start this year. I think that's a spot against a hot Phillies lineup that I would absolutely fade him again. One that's a little bit scary would be Hunter Green under strikeouts versus a Mets team that, as putrid as they are, the strikeout rate hasn't been bad so far this year. I don't project it to be all that terrible. It wasn't that bad last year. Hunter Green is a machine. It is very scary to fade him, but I think this is a little bit of an overreaction to his first start.
Yeah, fair enough. A lot of great stuff. Henry Ettinger, make sure you check him out at @hedging_Henry. You can follow him on X, TikTok, Instagram as well. Join us here on Send It In. Henry, great catching up with you, man. Good luck on your plays tonight. Enjoy the Final Four this weekend. We'll catch up again soon.
Thanks, PJ.
All right, great stuff from Henry. Moving on now, PJ's Pick 5 as we look at some of our favorite bets from the Final Four in both the men's tournament and the women's tournament as well. We're going to start out with my favorite play. Henry said it, and I'm right there with him. I really like Purdue, -9.5 against NC State. I know NC State's this team of destiny right now, and nobody wants to bet against them, but if you really look at the box scores and who they've gone up so far against in March Madness, none of these teams are knocking down shots. Texas Tech was 7 for 31 from three-point range when they played them in the first round. now. Marquette was 4 for 31 against them from 3-point range. Duke was 5 for 20. They shot 32% from the field against NC State in the Elite Eight. The one team that shot a decent percentage was Oakland against NC State. They were 12 for 35 from three, and that game went to overtime. Also, think about the breaks that NC State's been catching, right? Oakland beat Kentucky, so NC State didn't have to play Kentucky. And then Jamal Shedd got hurt against Duke, so NC State didn't have to face Houston. And look, that's sometimes part of the tournament. It's not about kind of how good you are necessarily, but sometimes the breaks that you get and the teams that you have to play on your way to a Final Four. But Purdue shoots the three-pointer over 40%. They're a really good shooting team. And obviously NC State has the big advantage inside with DJ Burns. Well, you're not going to have that going up against Zach Edey. So I like Purdue. KenPom makes this game like 15 points right now. If you look at KenPom's ratings, Purdue's like 31 points better than an average team. NC State is 16 points better. These teams should be separated by 15 points on a neutral, but because of all the love right now for NC State, because of all this Team of Destiny vibes that they have to them, everyone's on the Wolfpack. Look, I cashed a 60-1 NC State future for them to make the Final Four. I love this team. I've been riding them ever since they won the ACC tournament, but I think it finally comes to an end tomorrow night. I like Purdue -9.5. I also like the UConn team total over 85.5 against Bama. Talked about this game throughout the week. The handicap is real simple. Is Bama going to make their three-pointers? We know they're going to chuck up about 35 to 40 of them. If they make half of those threes, they're going to be in the game. If they only make 7 or 8 of them, UConn's going to beat another team really badly by 20, 25 points. We don't know what we're going to get out of Bama. They're one of the best offensive teams in the country. They average over 90 points a game. So you would think that they're probably going to make this a higher scoring game. They're one of the best teams to the over in college basketball. But the one consistent that I think we can rely on is the fact that UConn is going to score points. Even with Bama winning all these games so far in the tournament, 3 of the 4 games that they've played in, they've given up 82 points or more. And when you look at some of the really good teams that they've played in college basketball this year, whether it was UNC in the Sweet 16, where they gave up 87, they played Purdue earlier in the year, they played Creighton earlier in the year, they played Arizona earlier in the year, all of those teams scored 87 or more points. So we're getting 85.5 team total. I know UConn plays at a slower pace, but I don't think they're going to mind running and gunning with Bama. So I'll take team total over with UConn at 85.5. Then in the women's Final Four tonight, I'm going to take that under 162.5 in Iowa and UConn. I've had multiple people tell me that you never take an under in an Iowa game, which is how I know it's probably the right side, because I know a lot of people are probably thinking the same thing, right? It is scary taking an under in an Iowa game. I totally get it. Caitlin Clark, that offense, they're an absolute juggernaut. But it's all about the styles of play in this game. And we talked about it the other day. You have Gino Auriemma, arguably the best coach in women's college basketball maybe ever. You have Paige Beckers, who is probably the best point guard in college basketball outside of Caitlin Clark. And I think Paige's leadership and Gino's coaching style, they both know they can't run with Iowa. And sometimes teams just get arrogant and teams feel like, you know what? If this team wants to run, we'll run with them. But Connecticut knows that they can't do that against Iowa. They got to slow this game down. They got to make it half court. UConn's offense isn't normally the UConn offense that we're accustomed to seeing, right? With all those WNBA caliber players and can just score 90, 95 points on everybody. They're really leaning more so on their defense this year. So I'll take the under 162.5 in Iowa and UConn. I'll also take the first half under 68.5 between NC State and Purdue. Remember, this game tips off 3 p.m. Pacific time, local tip in Phoenix, right? So it's going to be one of those like weird midday tips. Biggest game that any of these players have ever played in their lives. First game of the day in the Final Four. You have two programs that haven't been there 40 plus years. And you also have two teams that want to get their big men rolling early, right? Purdue's best player is Zach Edey. NC State's best player is DJ Burns. I think the game plan for both of those teams is to try and get the other big men in foul trouble, right? If you're Purdue, you want to get Burns in foul trouble. If you're NC State, you want to get Edey in foul trouble. So I think both teams, there could be a feeling out process early. There could certainly be some nerves. I think it could be a little bit of a sloppy basketball. And even though Purdue shoots the three well, and even though NC State probably will have their opportunities to hit some threes too, both teams want to establish the paint and get their bigs going early. So I'll take the first half under 68.5 between NC State and Purdue. And then finally, my fifth and final play for the PJ Pick 5 in the Final Four, it's going to be Iowa money line tonight against UConn. This line is the same 2.5 as it was for Iowa and LSU, and I just don't feel like LSU and UConn are comparable teams. I think LSU is a better team. I understand, again, the tournament is all about styles, and LSU wanted to run with Iowa. And as I just mentioned, I don't think UConn is going to want to do that. With that being said, though, Iowa, the best kind of unit on the floor in this game, if you had to look at UConn offense or defense or Iowa offense or defense, it's by far Iowa offense. I think the game that Iowa's going to be in some big-time trouble is when they play South Carolina in the championship. It's been an incredible job by Gino Auriemma to get UConn to this point. They've had some season-ending injuries that they've had to deal with. Paige Becker's had to work her way back from injury, and yet here this team is in the Final Four, but I think it all ends tonight. I'll take Iowa on the money line against UConn. All right, keep it rolling now as we're going to look at some PJ's props. Going to bring in Shawnee Sharp here to read some of these out, and we'll figure what is the better prop to bet in some of these games. Shawnee Sharp, what's the first one up?
Yeah, Peach, let's take a look at the tonight's game between UConn and Iowa. Caitlin Clark's points is 33.5 minus 115 versus Paige. Hers is at 26.5 minus 120.
So look, I mean, I think most people will hear that Caitlin Clark over points or Paige Becker's over points, and they're going to lean Caitlin Clark. It's not saying that I don't think Caitlin Clark can score over 33.5 points, but that's a lot. Think about how good she was against LSU, and she scored 41, right? Like, that's only covering that number by 8 points, and UConn's defense is much better than LSU's is. I'm going to take Paige over 26.5 points because Iowa's D isn't very good. I think Paige will be looking to attack Caitlin Clark on the other side of the floor. So I'll go over 26.5 points for Paige Beckers.
All right, next up we got arguably the most dominant player in recent history, Zach Edey. His rebounds prop was at 13.5, but I went up here to 15 or more rebounds plus 105 or 30-plus points at plus 135.
So I'm going to take the rebounds, actually, with Edey over the points. Not saying that he couldn't get both, but again, if this game is a blowout, there's a better chance that he could get the rebounds in a shorter amount of time than he could get the points. Zach Edey in every NCAA tournament game so far this year, all four of them, he's had 14 or more rebounds. Now, you worry about the matchup with Burns, but I think Edey will still be able to get his fair share of rebounds. I'll take the boards, 15-plus over the points, 30.5.
All right, we got the home opener out in Colorado. They're expecting a lot of wind, so the total today between the Rays and the Rockies is 12.5, PJ. The over is minus 115. The under is 105. Like, we have to take the over here, right?
I mean, just not even a question, right? All those people that are telling me it's scary to take an under in an Iowa women's basketball game, you want to take an under at Coors Field with the Rockies pitching? Absolutely not. I'm taking the over.
All right, next up, we're going back to Caitlin Clark. Her three-point made is 5.5 at minus 135, or your boy Mark Sears, his three-point made is 2.5 at minus 130.
Yeah, I think both players have a good chance of going over. Certainly both are going to jack up double-digit threes in this game. We know Bama's game plan. They're not going to attack Klingon. If they drive in the paint, it's going to be so that they can kick out for threes. Sears has been shooting the three ball pretty well this tournament. He was red hot in the second half against Clemson, and he's the leader for the Tide, as is Caitlin Clark for Iowa. His price is a little bit shorter, though. He's minus 130. Caitlin's minus 135, and we only need 3 three-pointers out of Sears, whereas for Caitlin, we need 6. So I'll take Sears over 2.5 three-pointers.
All right, let's look at both NC State teams here in the Final Four. The NC State women's are 11.5-point dogs, minus 110, or the men's team going up against Purdue is 9.5-point dogs at minus 120.
Yeah, I'd definitely rather take the women's team at plus 11.5. Told you guys, Purdue minus 9.5 is my favorite play of the Final Four. South Carolina's undefeated. They're the best team in the country. They're probably going to win the national championship. But in their last two games, in the Sweet 16 against Indiana and the Elite Eight against Oregon State, both of those teams were able to challenge them in the second half and midway through the fourth quarter. They're laying another big number tonight at 11.5. I'll take the NC State women to cover that number.
All right, two more here, Peach. Let's go with the two DJs on NC State. DJ Burns' point total is 14.5 at even money, or DJ Horn over 16.5 at minus 105.
I'll go Horn over 16.5, right? I really worry about DJ Burns getting into foul trouble in this game going up against Zach Edey. Zach Edey does a great job of staying out of foul trouble. But DJ Burns can have his moments where he certainly struggles. And maybe Purdue tries to speed up the game a little bit as it goes on because Edey is so well conditioned. He can play 38, 39 minutes in these 40-minute games, whereas DJ, obviously, you have to give him his blows from time to time. So I'm going to go with DJ Horn. NC State has able to win a bunch of these games without Horn really having to go off. If they want any chance against Purdue, he's got to be fantastic. So I'll go DJ Horn over 16.5 points.
All right, so let's finish up here with both the UConn men and women's totals are about the same for the game. So 162.5 for UConn Iowa's minus 110, or the under in UConn Alabama 160.5 minus 110.
I told you guys I like the under in the UConn and Iowa women's game. I think UConn's going to slow the game down. Bama UConn, that total has dropped from 161.5 to 160.5, but with the way that Bama can shoot the ball, and they're one of the best over teams in college basketball. Just both games make you nervous to take the under, but I think the better play is in the women's game with UConn and Iowa. All right, moving on now. Big League Peach here. Got a great MLB slate on this Friday. Kicking things off 1:05 p.m. Eastern time. It's going to be the Blue Jays and the Yankees. Yusei Kikuchi going up against Marcus Stroman. A great road trip for the Yankees to start their year against Houston and the Diamondbacks. And look out for Gleyber Torres today. He's going to be my pick. 9-for-22 in his career against Kikuchi. I take total bases. I take home runs. I would look at Gleyber Torres today in Yankees and Blue Jays. Then we got Athletics and Tigers, 1:10 p.m. Eastern time. Tarik Skubal on the mound for Detroit. If you don't follow baseball closely, Tarik Skubal is an ace. He's a stud. He's one of the favorites to win AL Cy Young this year, and for good reason. I like the first five under 4 runs today in Tigers and Athletics. Then we got Dodgers and Cubs. Here's a narrative bet for you guys. We got Bobby Miller going up against Kyle Hendricks today. Bobby Miller from the Dodgers is a Chicago kid. He grew up as a Cubs fan, and it's his birthday today, and he gets to pitch at Wrigley Field. I think the birthday gods are going to be kind to him. I think he has a great start, so I would look at Bobby Miller props. I also like the Dodgers to win today. Rays and Rockies, Sean and I already talked about it. The total is 12.5 today out in Coors Field. The wind's supposed to be blowing out. We know that's the best hitter's park in baseball with the altitude and everything that comes with it. It also helps that the Rockies have a terrible pitching staff. So we'll take the over 12.5 in Tampa and Colorado today. Orioles and Pirates. The Orioles are minus 135 with Grayson Rodriguez on the mound. The total is 8. The O's, that entire series against Kansas City, had to play in some terrible weather. We had storms for most of the week here in Baltimore. So finally they go on the road to Pittsburgh. It's going to be a little warmer. The sun's going to be out. I think their offense snaps out of this rut that they've been in. I like their over 4.5 runs today at plus 110. Dylan Cease on the mound against Jordan Hicks today in Padres and Giants. I'm going to pass on this game. Still want to see Cease kind of work his way with the Padres. It's going to be his second start. Mets plus 105 in Cincinnati today, taking on the Reds. Hunter Green against Jose Quintana. This is one of those suspicious, stinky lines, right? You have the Reds at home with their ace on the mound going up against the Mets, who are absolutely terrible. I'll take the Mets as a dog today, plus 105. Then we have the Phillies and the Nationals. Patrick Corbin on the mound against Aaron Nola. I am absolutely looking forward to fading Patrick Corbin today against this Phillies lineup. I'll take the full game over at 8 and take some Harper and Schwarber props. Even though it's lefty on lefty, you're going to get some great prices. I think they'll do just fine against Corbin. Spencer Strider and the Braves, minus 275 today against the D-backs. Even though it's Strider, and even though they're at home, the D-backs are really good, and they shouldn't be a plus 220 in this game. I'll take them at that price. Then we have White Sox plus 150 against the Royals, minus 185. I'm going to pass in that game. I think the Astros get the win today on the road in Texas with Hunter Brown on the mound. I like a minus 135. I like the under in Seattle-Milwaukee today with Freddie Peralta and Logan Gilbert at under 8. And then give me the Red Sox, minus 105 in Anaheim tonight, taking on the Angels. I know the Angels are 4-2, but they're not very good. The Red Sox should not be dogs to the Angels with Griffin Koenig on the mound. So I'll take Boston, minus 105 today. Let's go to Mono Making Money. Check in with Casey Hudson here on a Friday. And Casey, great to see you. What are the 5-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Hello again, PJ. We got two in the NBA. Pistons plus 1.5 versus the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are 13-23 in their home games this season. Not to mention, the Pistons are projected to outscore the Grizzlies by 3.5 points. And then Suns minus 4 versus the Timberwolves. Another projection to be outscored here. Suns are projected to outscore the Timberwolves by 8 points tonight. So those are the two five-star bets in the NBA.
All right, very nice. Casey, what about yourself? What's some best bets that you like? I assume we're going to the ice.
Two on the ice and one for the Final Four coming up. I had to stay relevant, PJ.
Nice.
For the ice tonight, I like Sean Walker to pick up 1+ points versus the Oilers. He's just been such a great fit for the Avalanche. I bragged about him here on your show earlier in the week, PJ. A great defensive plug-in, also can contribute offensively. He has 3 goals specifically versus the Oilers this season, so love that. Then you got Panarin, who promised everyone that he was going to step his game up even more than he already has. The Breadman has been fantastic going against the Red Wings tonight. 3 points in 2 games, 2 goals specifically within those 3 points, so I like him to collect. And then you mentioned this guy earlier, Zach Edey. I like him to pick up 10+ rebounds. There's a high value there of 730 versus NC State. He averages, I think, 16 rebounds within this tournament alone, and I think 10 is going to be an easy smash for that. So great value there, easy money to pick up to hit him for 10+ rebounds this weekend.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Casey, I want to pick your brain on some hockey. I feel like every week we have you on, we talk about this Eastern Conference wild card race, and it just keeps getting crazier and crazier. So right now, if the playoffs started today, Flyers and the Islanders would be in the postseason with the Caps, the Red Wings, and the Penguins just missing out. Do you think Philadelphia and New York end up making it, or do you think one of those teams on the outside looking in ends up making the postseason?
I think that they're both making a great push. I mean, the Flyers right now are sitting number 3 in the Metro, and they've got this new goaltender that's supposed to be a difference maker in Fedotov. I mean, if he turns out to be the brick wall statistically that he was over in Russia, then you're looking at a team that's really going to be a pain coming in this playoff run. The hard part between the Flyers and the Islanders is the fact that the Flyers aren't really picking up many goals, and they've fallen short to some teams that aren't that great, but a lot of that tracks back to the fact that they can't keep their net clean. Sorokin hasn't been that great for the Islanders either, though. They just have veterans on that team that can score regardless of the circumstances. So I think Flyers and the Islanders both have a strong chance, but Flyers have a small upper percentage to kind of hold on to that number 3 spot.
Casey, of those teams in the wild card picture, if one were to make the postseason, who do you think could be the most dangerous? Maybe scare one of those top seeds in the East, send it to like 6 or 7 games.
Crazy enough, I think I would have to go with the Islanders. Usually I always lean with the team that's stronger defensively, but as much as you love to watch a defensive team kind of put it to another one, it's the fact that the Islanders do have those veterans or do have those guys that can get on the board. There's a lot of experience between Barzal, Palmieri, Cizikas has been getting in the mix, becoming a clutch guy for this team as well. And then of course you've got Bo Horvat, who not only has experience, but he's just a great skater and overall clutch player for this team. So you've got guys that can score on tough goaltenders, which is going to make it a close call. So if anyone's going to kind of give a small run there, it could potentially be the Islanders.
All right, very good. She's Casey Hudson joining me here on Sending In. Casey, always great having you. Have a great weekend. Good luck on your bets, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, PJ. Have a great weekend.
You as well. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5 star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, time to wrap up the show now with PJ's plays. Let's keep it going. How about our guy Bobby Witt Jr. with a base knock yesterday? Love that kid. We're going to make it 2 for 2 on a Friday, and we're going to take the hottest hitter on the planet, and that is Mookie Betts, who is 16 for 33 to start this season. That is just absolutely absurd. He's at Wrigley today taking on the Cubs. Mookie Betts, my pick for going streaking. My prop lock today is going to be Jaylen Brown, over 21.5 points for the Celtics against the Kings. So I was looking at Jaylen Brown and kind of the games that he's been having against Western Conference teams. 7 of his last 8, he's had 22 points or more. He's facing a Western Conference team today against the Kings. Obviously, those Western Conference teams only get to see the Celtics twice a year, so there's something in those matchups that Jaylen Brown likes. I'll take him over 21.5 points today. My dog of the day is going to be a stinky one. We're going to take the Mets, plus 105 against the Reds. Why? Because who in their right mind would want to bet on the Mets? this guy. When they're plus 105 against Cincinnati with Hunter Green on the mound, it really makes absolutely no sense. So this is one of those cases. We're betting numbers and not teams. Give me the Mets today, my dog of the day. Shawnee Sharp, what say you, kid? What's our best bet on a Friday?
Well, Peach, you kind of talked about it in Big League, Peach. It's a narrative play of the day. Bobby Miller to record a win against the Chicago Cubs. Like you said, he's from Elk Grove. He was a Cubs fan. It's his birthday. His last start, he had 11 strikeouts against the Cardinals, who them and the Cubs are both up there for the Central. So it's plus money. He's going up against Kyle Hendricks, who's not that good. And yeah, the Cubs, congratulations, just won a series against the Rockies. Here's the Dodgers. So I think it's easy money here for Bobby Miller. Who's wanted to fade a guy on his birthday?
Not us. We love a good narrative.
Not us. Never.
Love that bet. My best bet, Shawnee Sharp, is going to be the Iowa and UConn and Iowa tonight. The under, minus 162.5. Women's Final Four gets going tonight. South Carolina, NC State, UConn, and Iowa. Kind of like the under in both games, but I like the under in this game. We've talked about it all show. We've talked about it earlier in the week. It's going to be about the pace. I just hope that UConn doesn't decide to run with Iowa. And I don't think they will, because Geno's too good of a coach and Paige Beckers is too smart of a player to know they can't win that kind of game. So the slower pace equals under for us, under 162.5. Let's recap our best bets for today. Going streaking, we're going to take Mookie Betts today against the Cubbies. He's hitting 16 for 33 so far this season. Jaylen Brown's going to be our prop lock over 21.5 points tonight against the Kings. Mets plus 105 against the Reds, our dog of the day. Bobby Miller is going to be Shawnee Sharp's best bet to record a win on his birthday. And UConn, Iowa under 162.5 is going to be my best bet. Thanks again to Henry Ettinger and Casey Hudson for joining me on Send It In today. As always, if you guys miss any part of the show, you can go check out the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Listen, rate, subscribe, download, and let us know what you think. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Final Four. Roll Tide, and we'll see you Monday.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story, it's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.